Good morning and welcome to another day with Jesus. In these daily podcasts, Pastor Preji gives us divine perspectives from the Word of God. Let us now prepare our hearts to hear and receive from the shared Word.
Good morning, my dear friends. Welcome to this beautiful new day. This day the Lord has created this day so we can worship Him with our lifestyles, with our careers, with our relationships. Everything that we do needs to be an offering of worship to God. When we lead a lifestyle like that, we will truly be the salt of the earth and the light of the world that we are living in. We are living in a very crucial season of our world. There is brokenness and failures that are being projected everywhere, amplified everywhere. And this is the time when we need to amplify the goodness and the grace of God. This is the time when we should fight and believe for justice to prevail. The other day we read from Isaiah chapter 56 where it says, "Guard justice and practice righteousness so that the Lord can come, for the time of His salvation is at hand." Let me read Psalm 72 verse 1 this morning. This is a prayer by Solomon. He says, "Give your love of justice to the king, O God, and righteousness to the king's son." I love the fact that he is talking about a heart condition. He is not saying, "Let there be no crime in my nation." He is not saying, "Let there be no problems, no challenges, no struggles." He says, "Lord, when there is problems and when there is struggles and when there is challenges, let the king fall in love with justice. Let the love of justice that you have, the same way that you love justice, the same way that you celebrate justice, let the same thing be done by the king." Now, if we have to believe and pray that our nation will see a revival, that whichever nation you are listening from, you're tuned in from, that your nation will see revival, then you need to pray, "Lord, give me a love for justice. Let my heart cling to justice and let my heart hate all kinds of injustice, everything that is demoralizing hearts and minds of people, everything that is unfair, everything that is not right in my society. Give me a heart to hate those things, not the people, but to hate that system, to hate injustice, and give me a heart that loves justice." This is a prayer that Solomon is praying. He's saying, "Lord, we need this heart." See, the practical provision of how to do, what to do, when to do, where to do, all of those things are not on the base level, not on the foundational level. Everything flows from the heart. If you have a heart to do the right thing, if you have a desire for the right thing, if you have a will to do the right thing, the provisions will come in its own time. The problem with many of us is not that we are unable to do the right thing. It is that we don't want to do the right thing. Our heart still craves for what is convenient, what is easy, what is normal, what is acceptable, instead of craving to do justice. So this morning we need to pray, "Lord, the same love that you have for justice, can you give me that love? Can you give me that desire? Can you give me that passion? Can you give me that same drive that you have for justice?" And the second thing that he prays is, "Lord, the same righteousness, the same desire that you have for righteousness, I want to have that same desire." The king's son, give that desire for righteousness to the king's son. Now, if you and I have to love righteousness, we need to reach a place where we hate unrighteousness, where we hate sin and impurity and all kinds of evil with all of our hearts. The other day, my father said something that stuck into my spirit. He said, true repentance is not just an act of saying sorry or saying I will not do it again. True repentance is reaching a place where you say, I hate sin. I don't like this at all. True repentance is about hating evil from the bottom of your heart. So this morning we need to pray and ask God to give us a love for righteousness and a hate for unrighteousness, a love for doing the right things, to being the right person, to express and say and do things that are representative of the heart and the mind and the personality of God. This morning, if we can pray that prayer and if we can realign our desires, saying, Lord, give me a love for justice. Lord, give me a love for righteousness. Everything else, let it fade away. Every other love, let it vanish into thin air. Everything else, let it leave my heart. I want to be a man known for the love that I have for the right things, for the things that you love. That when people look at me, they would say that he loves what God loves and he hates what God hates. That my desires, my heart will cling to those things that you cling to. Even if it is not coming to me naturally, even if it is not coming to me normally, that my heart will constantly cling to the things that you cling to, that you love and that you enjoy. Lord, give us a heart, give us a change of heart, change our hearts from the inside, give us a newness of heart. Let that be our prayer today. I hope that this word blessed you. Make sure to spend some time just praying this. Lord, give your love of justice to the king. Give your love for righteousness to the king's son. I am the king in my church. I am the king in my city. I am the king in my nation. You have placed me as a royal priesthood. So give me the love for justice and give me the love for righteousness. I hope that that word blessed you. I'll catch up with you again tomorrow morning. Have a blessed and a beautiful day ahead.
We hope the word spoke to you and blessed you. Do feel free to share this podcast and bless somebody else. Do connect with us at pastorpriji.com. May you have a blessed and uplifted day today.